Hillary Clinton Celebrates Impeachment Hearings by Hannah Blow on November 20, 2019. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton on Wednesday celebrated what Republicans say has amounted to a dud of public impeachment hearings. Clinton tweeted on Wednesday that the partisan impeachment inquiry would not have been possible if not for the individuals who worked to secure a House majority for Democrats in 2018 and encouraged left-wing activists to keep working together in 2020 to hold power to account. The former Secretary of State's tweet coincided with the hearing featuring Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who testified that Trump told him, "I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo." Sondland said, "I finally called the president. I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want?" It was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood, and he just said, "I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing," something to that effect. Clinton stated last month that it is going to be very hard to beat Trump in 2020 if the economy stays in good shape and he is not impeached. She stated, "We have a number of very able, very admirable candidates who are vying for the nomination. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of forecasters who are saying, look, if the economy stays in good shape and he is not impeached, or he's impeached but not convicted, it's going to be very hard. Because of all of the advantages that he will have on the stuff we were just talking about, like suppression and everything else." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, stated this week that it is inconceivable to me that there would be 67 votes to remove the president from office if impeachment moves to a trial in the Senate.